Earth and Sky.
George Brainerd is a neuroscientist working with the National Space Biomedical Research Institute. He's testing how light affects astronauts working and sleeping in space.
An astronaut here on Earth experiences a 24-hour light-dark cycle, day-night cycle, just like you and I. Now, when they're on the space station, they're circling the planet every 90 minutes, so they've gone from a 24-hour day to a 90-minute day.
Your circadian rhythm is what tells you when it's time to sleep and wake up. It's tied to light. In particular, the blue-indigo region of the spectrum, according to Brainerd.
And that's the opportunity that we're working on. Can you blue-enrich white-appearing light and get a stronger circadian stimulus for the astronauts? And will this, in fact, help their sleep?
Dr. Brainerd is also testing to see if a pure form of blue light will boost the waking performance of astronauts.
So, for example, if an astronaut is waking up out of sleep and there has to be a spacewalk for an emergency purposes, you want that astronaut at their peak alertness.
Blue light's earthly applications might include combating the effects of jet lag and shift work. Our thanks today to the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, innovations for health in space and on Earth. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.